Demonstrators took to the streets of the West Bank city of Ramallah today to protest the killing of a top Hamas official in Beirut Tuesday night. Lebanese state-run media said an Israeli drone carried out the blast, killing a Hamas deputy political leader. Israel denies responsibility, but today the head of Israel's intelligence service, the Mossad, said the agency would hunt down every Hamas member involved in the October 7th attack, which killed about 1,200 people in southern Israel. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Protesters took over the streets in downtown Ramallah, chanting praise for Salah al-Harari, who died in the Tuesday night bombing in the Lebanese capital. Marchers passed shuttered offices and stores closed as part of a general strike. Hayat Rimawi said Harari's death angered her and asks, how can Israel justify killing someone in another country?
Which is forbidden in all the world, you know, to kill anybody in other region, in other country. Israel is doing everything which is against the law.
Rimawi, an elementary school English teacher, says Harari was well known in the West Bank where he was from.
But now he is more famous, more than he was.
Marchers called on all militant groups to unite with Hamas, including the Iranian-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon and the Houthis in Yemen. Shawan Jabarin, a human rights leader, says more killings will not end this conflict.
Ending things, you have to act according law. Ending things, you have to act according international justice values and standards. That's the case.
He says without justice for Palestinians, peace will not be achieved. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Ramallah.